Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I have helped hundreds of men. Maybe we're into the thousands now. I don't keep that good of track of my numbers, but I know we're at the very high hundreds. I've helped so many men get their banter skills in shape so that they're able to get women off of the internet or off the street and onto a date. Guys that don't know how to talk or have rehearsed plan lines or bad pickup artist moves don't get the dates. Girls want authenticity, and I can teach you how to authentically banter, create attraction, flirt, tease without offending her. I know that's a big thing you guys are always worried about, and be that smooth, easy breezy guy that you've always wanted to be. You can't do it unless you put in the work. So email me at Kristen@kristenandchill.com and we'll work something out. I want you to get your banter skills in shape. And if it's not your banter skills, I can make you a kick-ass profile. I've got the eye for it, baby. I know what women are looking for, and I get guys so many matches. Why let all those guys get the matches when you can get them too? So again, email me at Kristen@kristenandchill.com. And we'll figure out exactly what you need to get your dating game where it should be, which is way up high. Right now, it might be ankle height. And unless you have really, really, really high ankles, that's not very high. So I'll hopefully see you at kristenandchill.com.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Coming up on this week's episode of the Ask Women podcast, I introduce you to another interesting way to address past trauma, past feelings, current feelings, feelings overall, and how to work through them, identify them, and then adjust them if needed, which is something that is very needed if you are going to be interacting with women in the near future. So keep listening. Back to another episode of the Ask Women podcast. Chris is not here. She is flying off to Miami for some comedy festival that she is going to be a part of, which is pretty awesome and very much needed for Kristen right now. But screw Kristen, because I do not need her here today. I have one of my very close friends, Megan Bose, on with me today. And she is going to talk about something that may seem a little bit strange to you guys at first, but I want you to hear her out because what she's going to talk to you about has helped me immensely. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been trying to bring on alternative resources, or not even alternative resources, but you know, people who don't just talk about dating advice or dating tips or attraction advice. They talk about things that are deeper, sometimes unseen, but I'll let her explain it to you because she's going to explain it much better than I can. So Megan, thank you so much for coming onto this podcast and talking to us today.
Great. Thank you so much, Marnie. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to kind of speaking on this because yeah, it's really transformed my life and the way I perceive and view the world. So it's really become a part of who I am and I'm really excited to share it with your listeners today.
Yeah. I love it. Well, so what we're going to be talking about today is something called biotuning. And so I want to give you a little background for me, and then I'm going to ask Megan to dive into her background on how she discovered biotuning, because it's really interesting. Just letting you know that she's a very sciencey person who is now working in biotuning. And biotuning is sciencey, and she'll explain that more. But for me, I mean, I'm very honest on this podcast about things that I feel or experience or that I like to try out. And there has been lots of work that I have done on myself. But at the end of the day, there was always this feeling that was still there. You know, I would feel great for periods of time, but then this feeling just kept sticking within me. And I know that many of you have or may have experienced the same thing. And my friend Megan was exploring this new work called biotuning, which really is about moving your feelings around, because sometimes you just can't verbalize what's going on for you. And I honestly believe that she got these feelings to move around and unstick for me. And again, sounds kind of woo-woo, but I want you to hear from Megan herself as she explains biotuning. But I'd love for you to also give some background on yourself and what you've done in the past and how you came to biotuning. Yeah, and also how it may be helpful for the guys that are listening.
Yeah, definitely. So just a quick background. Yeah, I am a nurse, master's trained. So really delved into, you know, the body. Like I did ER nursing for almost 10 years and really loved it. I really did. I love nursing because it fills my soul in terms of work. Like I feel like I'm really helping people when my nursing like job, when I was like really helping people like feel better immediately, like get from like feeling terrible to feeling better. But there was always a part of me that was like, I feel like there's something more, like, because in an emergency, you're like really just focused on let's fix them and get them moving. However, in an ER, you also run across a lot of people who are having like a mental health crisis, or they just don't feel well and they can't really put their finger on it. And that I found really hard to swallow when I was at work, because it was like, I didn't feel like we had the tools within the Western medical system to really fix the problem. Like we could help and we could get them the resources they needed and kind of hook them up with like people to talk to and medications to help. But there was just always a part of me that was like, I feel like there's something more. I don't feel like we're like really fixing the problem that they're coming in for, in terms of like anxiety, for example, was a big one, or panic attacks, really like depressive crises. So then moved on to a different field of healthcare, which was hospice, which again, I really wanted to get to the heart of what was happening with people and their families. And that too, like didn't fit exactly what I wanted in terms of like how I wanted to feel at the end of my day. Again, I felt like I was helping, but not completely. And then of course the pandemic hit and I decided to take a break from Western medicine and focus on my family and my two young kids. And it was really during that time that I really started to be like, okay, this is my opportunity to really, 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 really figure out what I want. Because everything was quiet, right? The world had gone silent. And I was like, okay, this is my opportunity to also kind of go silent and go internal. Because I realized here I am looking from the outside, trying to fix something that I was feeling. And I was like, it's just not getting fixed. And I've tried all these different forms of nursing and it's not working. So what I did was I just started to listen to this podcast called Let It In. They had a bunch of meditations to do and I just started meditating. And it wasn't the meditations of just like sitting quietly. I really found change through sound meditations, these vibrations, these like loud sounds and verbally being guided. I don't know, something just like finally opened up in me. And I was like, that's wild.
Yeah.
So I just started investigating the concept of sound a lot more and how could sound be so transformative. And I, again, from this podcast, stumbled across a woman. Her name is Eileen Mukusik, and she had these two amazing books about tuning and using tuning forks in the biofield to help unstick your emotional patterns. And I read her two books during the pandemic. And just a note, the type of work she does is actually called biofield tuning. There is biotuning out there, but the specific modality that she has been doing for now 25 plus years, just through her own experience, is called biofield tuning. And it's literally taking tuning forks of certain sound frequencies and putting them in your field, feeling for an emotional stuckness, and actually just allowing the sound in your body to come into harmony and resonance. And it's through that that feeling can actually be transformed. So
that's amazing. Well, because as I was saying before, thank you for sharing that, by the way, but as I was saying before, so many people can't really verbalize what's going on. They just say, I feel this way or I feel that way. So I've done a couple of sessions, or actually numerous sessions with you. And I feel something afterwards. It feels like I've had an hour massage after I've done a session with you. Can you maybe tell the guys that are listening a little bit more about like why they may want to try something like biotuning and why this actually helps, like the science behind why this actually moves things for them? Because it still sounds like, this is crazy. But like, just to really dig into the explanation.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, with my medical background, I'm purely based in science. I'm like, I really want to understand the science of this. And that's what I did. So if you think about yourself as a human body, like we have electricity, like we have a heart and that is an electric thing. And we have a brain and that is also electric. The reason we move is because we have nerves and nerves, they're all electric. Like that's just a fact.
I didn't know
that. When you put an EKG on somebody, you're getting electrical activity. When you put an EEG on somebody's head, you're getting electrical activity. So that being said, like physics states that if you have electricity, you have to have electromagnetic field around you. It's just physics. It's just fact. And so in that I was like, okay, that's true. That's a true statement. And it is one of those things that I don't think people talk about because it's just not a part of the way we function as humans.
Right.
Like we want to really just stay in our chemical body and our physical body and our mind body. But if you really start to think about the physics of it, like, okay, so that has to be true. So if that's true, then we do have to have an electromagnetic field around us that exists. And so again, it's something you can't see, right? But you can feel. And to me, I found that the most fascinating part about being human is like, there's so many things you can feel, especially for your listeners who are coming into a relationship, wanting to find a relationship, wanting to find somebody. Like sometimes you can't put your finger on why you like somebody or why this person makes you feel a certain way and you don't want to be with them. Like it's really that quiet space of like unspokenness that we kind of engage with people a lot, right? Like you don't know why you're friends with somebody sometimes but it's like, oh, they just make me feel good. Like I really enjoy hanging out with them, but you can't put your finger on it. So it is that space that I've always found fascinating is like the unspoken. So that being said, like I do feel like, and I went into this just purely hypothetical. I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. But when I take my tuning forks and enter into the space, like I can feel something, like I can feel a resistance. I can hear a difference in the tone. And I love this work too, because it's really about trusting your intuition and not allowing your mind to then say, no, 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 what you're feeling isn't real. Because I think we do that a lot, right? Like you're with somebody and you're like, you can override your own like feelings, like something about this person feels strange, but you just keep telling yourself, oh, it's fine. Or other friends will tell you, no, no, they're great for you. And these are the reasons why. And so especially as one enters into relationship, I do feel like you can get lost in like the external voices. And sometimes it's in the quiet spaces of yourself that you can find something. But then sometimes there's subconscious parts of you that are like repeating patterns that you may not see. And that's why I think this work is also great for your listeners. Cause I think sometimes you may be unconsciously doing the same thing or doing things that are patterned from your childhood, but you're still playing out the behaviors and you can't see it. And we all do it. I mean, I've found myself doing that. And that's why I felt so confused why I was feeling certain ways. But I was like, oh, I'm just repeating childhood patterns. And I think especially as you enter into relationships and try and figure out the dynamic between two people, being more aware of your own habits and your own parts of yourself.
Yeah.
Not only is football back, but basketball is back too. And BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sporting wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events. Bet NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, all the letters. Tennis, boxing, and even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code CLNS50 to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
I have helped hundreds of men. Maybe we're into the thousands now. I don't keep that good of track of my numbers, but I know we're at the very high hundreds. I've helped so many men get their banter skills in shape so that they're able to get women off of the internet or off the street and onto a date. Guys that don't know how to talk or have rehearsed plan lines or bad pickup artist moves don't get the dates. Girls want authenticity, and I can teach you how to authentically banter, create attraction, flirt, tease without offending her. I know that's a big thing you guys are always worried about. And be that smooth, easy breezy guy that you've always wanted to be. You can't do it unless you put in the work. So email me at kristen@kristenandchill.com and we'll work something out. I want you to get your banter skills in shape. And if it's not your banter skills, I can make you a kick-ass profile. I've got the eye for it, baby. I know what women are looking for, and I get guys so many matches. Why let all those guys get the matches when you can get them too? So again, email me at kristen@kristenandchill.com, and we'll figure out exactly what you need to get your dating game where it should be, which is way up high. Right now, it might be ankle height. And unless you have really, really, really high ankles, that's not very high. So I'll hopefully see you at kristenandchill.com.
So how does biotuning do this? So walk me through it. So how does biotuning help you break that habit? Is it that you can calm your mind so much that you can see, like, tell me, because I have my own experience, but I want to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say, for example, like, so we start a session and I enter into your field. The field is fascinating too, because it's basically you start with your current age, but the biofield is like a tree trunk. So it starts with your current age, but it goes out about 5 to 6 feet all around you. So think of it like as like a, this big like circle around you with a center as well. So it's called a torus. And so it's a moving center that comes from the bottom and top of your being, and it encircles you. So it's about 5 to 6 feet out. So at the edge of your field actually is like your beginnings, like literally like right before you're like gestating. And you enter then into gestation. And then from gestation to birth, then you move all the way through the field from the ages of 1 to your current age. So the thing I find the most fascinating is because as I'm going through your field, like I can feel, for example, like at the age of 1, like a feeling of like panic or an alarm. And again, that's something you probably don't remember because you were 1 and we're not fully.
And you can feel that. So like you feel that as a practitioner, you can feel that anxiety.
Yeah. And that's the thing about this work. It's like I'm interpreting the whatever the vibration and the sound is through the dialogue with the client. So I'm hearing like a high-pitched tone, or I'm feeling like a really like vibratory nature. And then I can feel it in myself, like an anxiety, which I'm like, this isn't mine. Like,
right.
So, and again, for the client, it's interesting because it's like at the age of one, the chances of somebody remembering anything is not possible, right? Like we just weren't conscious beings at that time. So it's this pre-verbal places that it's like through that sound, the best part is it's like the sound actually transmutates whatever stuckness exists. So if you think about the biofield as like these waves, they're sine waves. And in places where there was like an emotional charge, for example, at the age of one, you had a new brother born, right? So as a child, you may have like held on tight to like these feelings of abandonment. My parents don't love me anymore. Like they're now with this new baby. So it's like that charge is held in like a tangled space where the sound can hear it, but not only can the sound hear it, it can actually untangle it. And it's through that entanglement that you then move that stuck energy back into your center core, your center essence of being. And then you have that energy. Like you don't have that stuckness anymore. So these weird patterns that you might be like, I don't know why I always felt unloved. Like that feeling that you maybe never articulated starts to dissipate over time. And then you enter into situations differently because you don't feel that.
Right. But that also requires like extreme awareness, right? Afterwards that you,
yes,
you've released it and now you're aware and you can look at it differently.
Yes. And sometimes it takes time. Like I like this work too, because it's very quiet. So it's not like an immediate shift. And it's not like you're going to feel completely different the next day and be like, oh, I'm a whole new person. It's like this quietness of like, oh, wow. Like I just don't have that same thought pattern anymore. Like that thought pattern I used to always think of, like, I'm just not good enough, you know, like these things of like, why do I think that? Like, it's like, oh, I don't think that anymore.
No, but it's pretty spectacular. Like,
because the charge isn't there.
Yeah. So I'll say for people who are listening, I did have like my first session is what I really want to do a callback to, because I honestly, my husband even noticed it. He was just like, oh, you're so much nicer to me. You're just like, I just like, I moved differently throughout the world. Doesn't mean that stuff doesn't, you know, creep its way back in, but for a good 3 weeks to a month, I was feeling damn open and really, really nice and calm and wonderful. And then I came back for another session and we did, but like,
yeah,
the reason that I wanted you to come onto the podcast is because lately I've been doing more in-person coaching over Zoom, but I hadn't really done that very much in the past or since, you know, 10 years ago. And having all of these guys in a group coaching session, having their energy onto me, it's a lot, right? I love it. It energizes me. I love working with people as a group. I think it's fantastic. But sometimes some people come into the group who may not have worked certain things out for themselves yet and are not really ready yet to be coached. And when I do have people come on who are like that, it is draining for me, number one. And it's sad for me, number two, because I don't have the resources to help release whatever they need to be released. And so I had two clients recently who are a part of this group coaching program who I asked to stop for a month. And I pointed them in other directions to go explore other options so they can dig a bit deeper, figure out what's going on, finding out where the negativity is from. And I realized that, not that my information is surface level, it's definitely useful, but there are times where people who are listening to this show, like the stuff that I suggest just won't work. And most likely it's because something deeper is going on. So I wanted to dedicate this month to just providing other resources for people that they can explore to see if something else is going on that deeper level. So last week we had Frank Elardi, I forgot how you pronounce his last name, but he does kinesiology. And I thought that's amazing work as well. But like what you do, what he does, it's in the same world, right? You deal with past trauma. Mm-hmm. That we can't properly articulate until somebody brings it up to the surface. And it is crazy for me that through sound, and for Frank, through like a pull on his finger, which is so strange, he can identify when there's something stuck. But it's possible it happens, and doing this kind of work can actually release many of those things and bring the feeling to a forefront so that we can actually know what is going on and then deal with it. So I think like what you're doing and what Frank is doing is amazing, amazing work. I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about being okay with the discomfort and getting comfortable with your emotions, because I'm sure that's a huge part of what you do. And it probably freaks some people out to be feeling as much as they're feeling. And since these are guys listening to the show, we'd just love for you to talk about that. And if possible, also in relation to not dealing with women, but being with women as well, and how being comfortable with emotions around you is something you need to do if you're going to be dating and having relationships with women.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's interesting because the podcast that I got interested in and the sound work that I originally got interested in is two men do it. And so they speak a lot on this concept of, like, as men and the masculine, it's not common, like, and it's not accepted in certain spaces, like to even talk about emotion and to be okay with your emotion or to even be aware you have an emotion. Like, so they talk a lot about it. And I found it so fascinating to, like, understand the male, like, of like, oh, wow, like, it's not okay all the time. Like, that's not how men are kind of, quote unquote, like, raised. Like, they're not raised to, like, have a feeling and let it out, like, and have a cry and talk about it with their friends. And so I do think sound is a really great space for the male energy, because I think there's probably a lot of unspokenness that's happened throughout, like, societal experiences that probably are just in there. And again, like, just below the surface of awareness. So then again, you're kind of behaving in certain ways and attracting certain people that you're, like, maybe not wanting to and not understanding why. So I do find that sound would be a great way to enter into the space of just allowing an openness. Because when you think about emotion, and the thing that I started to understand through the use of sound is that emotion is just a wave of energy. Like, it's not actually that scary. And I am only now realizing that not to be afraid of my emotions. Like, it took me doing this work to really get comfortable, especially with those big emotions, right? Like anger, frustration, fear, the scary ones, you know, like the ones that you want to turn away from. And I think it is through sound that you really start to experience, like, a movement. And it's just like an openness. And once, especially when I'm doing it on clients, sometimes, you know, there is a wave of energy that comes through and it brings about a tear or, like, sadness and crying. And at first it was a little bit disconcerting for me. I was like, oh no, I've created, like, somebody feeling sad,
right,
like,
right.
And it would make me feel bad. And then I finally, like, learned through the work, which it's like, I'm not creating anything, first of all. Second of all, it wants to be released. It wants to be seen, and then it moves on. And then in that space is actually a newness and an openness for something new to come in. And it's in that, that it's like, oh, it is okay to allow feelings and emotions to move. And so, sorry, you had said in as in relation to other people.
Well, so I'm even thinking, like, as you're talking, I'm just picturing so many guys who I work with who will write to me or talk to me about women that they're interacting with who just aren't giving them what they want. And they're trying so hard to make it happen or to work it so that it can happen, when sometimes just two things don't fit, right? And I, like, all I'm thinking is, I want some of these guys to do work with sound so they can just be like, oh, right, this isn't the right girl for me.
Right.
Like, yes, I can bend over backwards to make things work, but this isn't the right person for me. This is not my person. And have them realize it before the woman has to tell it to them.
Right.
Right. And right. I think the woman should tell it to them, but maybe she doesn't realize it either, or she wants to hold on to whatever smidge of love that she has. And that just creates a horrible whirlwind of negative emotions and beating one yourself down. So, like, that's where I see it being helpful. It's about providing clarity to you in a calm environment where you're given space to really be in touch with your feelings. And I know that's an icky word for some guys, but it doesn't need to be at all. I've talked about it numerous times before about man who can express his emotions clearly can be very sexy.
Of course. And especially I find that, right, it gives you this sense of confidence in yourself. Like, I think, like, when you're working from, like, a space of, like, foundation of, like, clarity, like you're saying, and, like, knowing who you are, then you can enter into that emotional dialogue with others from a place of like, oh, owning that emotion. Like, because I think what happens when you're not aware, there's a lot of blame, right? Like, you are making me feel like this, or I feel like this because you made
exactly
me do this and I didn't want to. So it just gives an ability to communicate better, which is, of course, right, the essence of relationship with others, but being vocal in yourself.
Yeah. Well, actually, can you give me an example of how to communicate that? So let's say somebody doesn't know what they're feeling, right? They're interacting with this woman and it's not feeling good for them, but sometimes it feels really good for them. And they come to a session with you and they get this clarity. Oh, you know what? I don't like that she doesn't text me on a daily basis, or she takes a couple of days to get back to me. That hurts because I want to be closer to her. How could a man express that to a woman in a way that still maintains his masculinity and shows confidence, but clearly expresses his emotions?
I think almost just like saying it, right? Like, because it's in the behavior, like maybe then he like is feeling that, but never said it, right? Because some half of it's also like knowing why you're behaving a certain way. So it brings about this clarity of like, oh, it's because I'm not hearing back. Oh, I have this like feeling of being abandoned, right? I'm not knowing when I'm going to hear back. So it's creating anxiety. So you could go about it two ways. One way is actually to you as the individual figure out, why is that creating so much anxiety in me? Like, is it really a problem? Or am I just creating like this idea of like, I'm not going to hear back. Like, I'm worried about that. So my first recommendation was actually just sit quietly with the feeling like of that intensity. Like, why is her not calling me back creating a sensation? Because that's the other thing I've learned through this work is like a feeling is just a sensation. So if you can like sit quietly, take a deep breath and get to like, it is just my heart beating faster, or like, I am feeling like a nervousness in my stomach, like just sitting with that alone and recognizing that it's existing within you and then quieting it down and then actually having a clear space of like, oh, maybe it's not because she's not texting me back. Maybe I just really like her and I'm worried she's going to leave me, or, you know, so it's like the truth of it actually lies deeper. It's not always just the surface level, she's not texting me back space.
Yeah, the surface level symptom.
Yeah,
right.
So this work with, you know, along with, of course, bringing it up in conversation of, you know, this is what I need. And is that something you can do? But the other flip side is like, other people are not always responsible for how we feel. So the other flip side is like, if you yourself can like make sense of it, then you don't even need her to change her behavior. So that's just another way.
Right. Exactly. Where you're okay to have a couple of days where you don't hear from her. And then maybe later on in the relationship, if it does still bother you, you could say, you know what would make me feel really great? I would love to hear from you every single day. Just a quick hi. That just like makes me feel good, makes me feel needed, wanted, whatever it is. And hopefully the person on the other side can say, oh, of course I can do that for you. That's easy. That's just a text.
Exactly.
I can totally do that for you. I think a lot of men get really scared to have those conversations. And I'm thinking of this one client who I'm working with specifically, who has been having, you know, like months of torturing himself because he's trying to do everything perfect. And he has these moments with this woman where it's so connected and so fun and so wonderful. And then she pulls away and he just doesn't know what to do with himself during that time period, but he's too afraid to bring anything up because he doesn't want to rock the boat and ruin the good times that they have. But at the end of the day, you do have to take care of yourself so that you can get clarity. And I love the recommendations that you made. So it's either having a conversation or sitting with yourself and figuring out like, where is this coming from? Why do I need this? And do I actually need this? Is it something that I can give to myself?
That's right.
So I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, because I do think like, right, even if it works out or doesn't work out with the one person, like that will keep coming back. Like that sensation, that feeling of need will continue to be there unless you address it, right? So it's like, if you really want that need to go away, it has to come back to yourself, would be my thought process based on this work.
Totally. Oh my gosh, Megan, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to my guys about this. And guys, I encourage you to try something like biofield tuning. I think it's just an amazing, and the thing is, try a whole bunch of things, yeah. right? And just see what works for you. If you do a session, you're like, no, yeah. that was not good. Like, yeah. don't ever go back. But if it's something that you're curious about, I would definitely explore the option. And in most cities right now, biofield tuning is available, right? It's like a huge new program.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, you could go to biofieldtuning.com and you can look at the list of practitioners, and it's like all over the world. So depending on where you are in the world, you can look up a practitioner in your area. Most practitioners do remote sessions now, so you don't even have to be in the same city as them.
And are you open to doing virtual sessions with people? Are you ready to do that yet? Or you still have to wait until...
Yeah, I'm in the process of getting certified. So I'll be certified at the end of next month. So after that, yeah, I'm definitely open to doing sessions for okay. people remotely or in person.
And how would people get in contact with you? Or do you want to work that out with me later?
Oh, yeah. Like, I've got like my email that people can email me. So if anybody is interested, it's Bose Tuning. So BoseTuning@gmail.com. So
love it.
Still getting the setup for everything. But in general, I'm still happy to do remote sessions for anybody who's interested.
Okay, wonderful. So contact Megan if you are interested. And once she gets certified, she will be your practitioner. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with me. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Please do not go and download individual episodes. Subscribe to our show so that you can spend your time that you would have been downloading interacting with amazing quality women. We'll see you guys next week.